And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Neri Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. At Larry's request, Neri is talking to Claudia Vincent, the house guest who has been such a source of trouble for the past few weeks. Right now, we find Neri approaching the little room under the eaves, which is usually kept for their good friend Tom Bryson, playwright, when he visits in Rosehaven, Long Island. As Neri reaches the doorway, she observes the signs of Claudia's packing, and we hear...
Larry asked me to come up and see if you were ready for dinner, Claudia.
How very nice of him. But I wouldn't dream of imposing on you by staying for dinner, Neri. I'll be finished with my packing in a few minutes, and then, if you don't mind too much, I'll ask Larry to drive me to New York. Of course, if you don't wish to have him do that, I can order a taxi and go by train.
It's quite unnecessary, Claudia. As a matter of fact, I came up to ask you not to leave us just yet.
Well, really, Neri, that's rather surprising, considering the things you said to me earlier today.
I hope you'll forget that, Claudia. I'm inviting you to stay with us, at least until you're settled in the play.
You'd be very pleased if I didn't measure up, if I couldn't keep the part, wouldn't you, Neri? You'd be able to say, I told you so.
No, I don't believe so. At any rate, I'm asking you to stay with us at least until after your opening night, so that you'll have every chance to start your career on Broadway with the backing of your friends.
My friends? And just who are my friends, Neri?
Well, let's say Larry and I are two of them.
Why the sudden about-face? Are you afraid of what Larry will say if you force me to leave?
No, Claudia, I'm not afraid of what Larry will say. I'm only asking you to stay because I know he'll feel more at ease if you do.
Oh, then Larry asked you to invite me, or is asked too mild a word?
He didn't order me to beg you to stay, if that's what you mean. However Larry feels that you'll have a far better chance of making a hit in his play if you have his help and backing until you take over.
And I repeat, you'd give a lot to see me fail, wouldn't you?
Not at all. But it's getting late, and Larry particularly wants to get to the theater early tonight. Shall I tell him that you'll join us in a minute?
I haven't made up my mind.
Then I'll tell him that. And you can join us if you care to.
I suppose any way it works out, you will be the poor, long-suffering wife, the uncomplaining martyr.
I don't see that there's anything to be gained by discussing this any further. I've invited you to be our guest until after you're settled in the play. The rest is up to you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I know that Larry is waiting.
Claudia Vincent watches Neri Noble disappear, and she hesitates, looks at her luggage so nearly packed, and then starts toward the doorway. And later the same evening, in nearby Oyster Bay, Julia Dixon and Oliver Wilson are enjoying the moonlight near the beach of Rupert Barlow's luxurious estate. And we hear...
How still the water seems tonight.
Yes. Does Rupert always keep that boat of his tied up? Doesn't he ever take her out at all?
Of course he takes it out. Rupert is very fond of cruising. That's one of the reasons he keeps Victor with him at all times. Victor is an expert mechanic.
He doesn't seem to get much chance to work at it. If I had a boat like that, I'd be out in all the time.
Perhaps I can get Rupert to take us out while you're here, Oliver. If there's time.
What do you mean by that, if there's time?
Well, I only meant that I'll have to see what Rupert's plans are. He hasn't said very much about them lately.
Are you sure that's what you meant? Or did you wish to tell me in your gentle way that it's time I was getting on?
Oh, Oliver, of course not. I didn't mean anything of the sort.
I do hope that's right, Julia, because, you see, I can't tear myself away from you. Not yet, not while I can still hope that someday I'll persuade you to return with me.
Oliver, you must see that it wouldn't do for me to accept you.
Why? Why on earth not?
Because, oh, for many reasons. I'm years older than you.
Not so many years as you think, Julia. What else?
I'd be a burden to you, a great responsibility.
Oh, do you think I'd mind? Of course we couldn't live as you do here. I've made that quite plain. But we'd manage, Julia. And we'd have a glorious time. Besides, didn't you tell me some time ago that you had a very comfortable little nest egg put by?
Yes, that's true. That is, I've managed in the 10 years I've lived here as Rupert's secretary and housekeeper to save a little.
Are you afraid that I'd be shy about using your money, Julia? It wouldn't make the slightest difference to me. You see, money is so unimportant to me. It's utterly of no consequence to me whose money's spent.
That's a very casual point of view, Oliver. But it must make things awkward for you at times, doesn't it?
Not at all, Julia. You see, I don't need much to get along on, and I believe that I'll always manage. Oh. Does that make me sound like a ne'er-do-well, Julia?
No.
I'm being quite honest. I've told you of my devotion. Oh, my dear, my heart is set on having you marry me. I shan't give up. Not unless you tell me in so many words you want me to leave, to step out of your life.
But I don't want you to do that at all, Oliver.
Perhaps you will when Rupert puts his foot down.
Rupert won't put his foot down unless he wants me to leave him.
So, that's how it is. A declaration of independence. No wonder strange things are beginning to happen. Now I begin to understand.
What in the world do you mean?
Nothing, my dear Julia, nothing at all. Will you have a cigarette?
No, thanks.
I believe I will. Now, where in thunder is my lighter?
Perhaps you left it in the house.
I did not leave it. I always keep it in my pocket.
Well, are you sure it isn't there now?
Of course I'm sure. I had it right here in this side pocket, right here in my jacket. Now it's gone.
Then you must have left it. Perhaps it's in the library. Oh, maybe you left it in the dining room table. Shall we go back and look?
I know I didn't leave it anywhere. Someone's taken it out of my pocket.
Now, really, Oliver, that's too absurd.
I had it out to light a cigarette just before that confounded Victor passed the brandy.
You don't think for one minute that Victor would take anything out of your pocket.
I wouldn't put anything beyond that fellow. He's as slippery as an eel.
But, Oliver, there'd be no point. Oh, you must see that you're mistaken. If you like, we'll look. Come on, let's go back. I'm sure it must be in the house.
All right, but I know I had it in my pocket.
Well, we'll go back anyhow, just to make sure. I think Rupert is still in the library. Maybe he knows.
I know. It's that fellow Victor.
I just know you're mistaken. Victor has been with Rupert for years and years. Come on, let's hurry. We'll cut through the garden.
Oh, you better let me go ahead. It's dark in the shadow of these trees. So what the devil?
I beg your pardon, sir. I didn't know you were so close.
Victor, what are you doing here?
Mr. Barlow sent me out, Miss Julia. I happened to find Mr. Wilson's cigarette lighter on the table by his glass. Mr. Barlow thought he might like to have it.
You didn't have to bump into me and practically knock me down. Couldn't you hear my voice?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm a little hard of hearing sometimes. This is your lighter, isn't it?
Yes, this is my lighter, all right.
So you see, Oliver, you were wrong after all. I knew it must be in the house. Thank you, Victor.
Quite all right, Miss Julia. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Wilson. After you told me about missing your shaving brush, I took the liberty of searching your room.
Well, I suppose you found that, too.
Yes, sir, I did. It was on the windowsill in the bathroom.
Nonsense. I always leave it on the shelf.
I returned it to the shelf, sir. Good night.
This has jolly well got to stop. I won't stand for much more of this.
I don't understand you, Oliver. You sound so angry. And yet you found everything that you claimed was missing. You know something? I believe you're getting absent-minded.
That's exactly what he'd like you to believe. Come on, Julia. Let's go back to the house. From now on, I'm going to be on my guard.
And much later, the same night, Mary hears her bedroom door open quietly and then close. She reaches for the lamp by her bedside, and as it flashes on...
Hey! Don't scare me like that, Mary. I thought you'd be sound asleep. I tiptoed in so quietly.
You might as well see where you're going, Mary.
Thanks. Well, Mary, I think we're going to have a star on our hands.
Claudia?
Yep. We went through a few preliminary skirmishes tonight after the performance, and everyone says the same thing. Everyone, that is, except Sheila. She's fit to be tied. I think she'd almost be willing to give up marrying this fine young man of hers, just to keep Claudia from stepping into her part in the play.
I'm glad Claudia's going to be so good.
I told you from the start that she's got plenty of talent.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad I was right. It's a big load off my mind. And let me tell you that I don't ever intend to get anyone else started in the theater again.
Why, Larry? I should think you'd be very proud.
Oh, I am, in a way. But I'll be glad when things settle down. I'm tired. Do we have to go to that party of Rupert's tomorrow?
Oh, you don't have to go, Larry. I told you that when Julia Dixon called to invite us.
What about you?
Maud Marlowe and I have accepted. We're going in any case.
Very well. Claudia Vincent and I will go along. But remember that you got us into this.
I don't see why you say that, Larry. It's only a simple little garden party.
I know. But it'll give me a chance to ask our host a few personal questions about a certain business transaction.
Larry Noble, you aren't going to say anything to Rupert about that, are you? Now that it's all settled.
It may be all settled in your mind, and in Rupert's, too, for that matter. But let me tell you, Mary, it's far from settled in mine.
Larry strides toward the dressing room and shuts the door behind him, as Mary begins to wonder if she made a mistake in accepting this invitation. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Neri Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.